Prayer on Daf, Samach Beis, Amet Beis. Let us again start from the fourth line. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hani Kufshoni Tzutzaini. So Rashi says, Kufshoni Teirin, Veloshen Arami, Kufshoni Tzutzaini. So these Teirim were called Teirim Tzutzaini. That's what they were called. Shem Legabi Mizbech, Vehein Hein Teirim Shel Rechove. Meis Veis, Adag Moes Takash, Ezeb, Lei Ezeb Yovim, Lei Ezeb Koichleim, Lei Ezeb Roimi, Lei Midbori, Lei Kol Ezeb, Sheyesh Lo Shem Levai. So these are not called Teirim Stam. They're called Teirim Tzutzaini, so it's a Shem Levai. If they had already this Shem Levai before Matan Torah, Vikvida Torah Olav, and the Torah mentioned this mean, the Torah always mentioned that without a Shem Levai, is Yeshlo Shem Levai possible. So if the Shem Levai was existent before the halachas were written in the Torah, and the Torah was makpid never to mention a Shem Levai, possible. This means the Shem Hanosef was Nishtana afterwards. Rav Oma Hani Kovshani Tzutzaini, these Teirim Tzutzainim Basrayu Stomekorilu. That where the Mokim, with their Meyuchet, where they grow there, they don't call them Teirim Tzutzaini. So Memele, so it seems that the whole reason they are called Tzutzaini just to say where they come from. So Memele, that is not called Hashem Levai. And it seems, the Ezev Roimi, Ezev Yavon, there in Yavon and in Roim, they also call it Ezev Roimi. So this is not because to be Mavara where they grow. It seems there's a different sug of an Ezev. So there it's called Hashem Levai, and here it's not called Hashem Levai. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Hani Krosi, Devei Chilfi, Shorim. Rabbi Yehuda said, Hani Krosi, Rashi says, is Chagovim. These are Chagovim, the Beichilfi Sharu. The Beichilfi is, Rashi says, Utaush, others say this is nettles, it's it's a thorny type of a growth. So these krozi that are found by these chilfi, they're shori. The veikar be asiri. The chagovim that are found by kruv, by kale, that's also omar ravine umalkinen alayo mishum sheretzoit. That the krozi, the chagovim, which are found by kruv, there are vadai chagovim tmeim, amalkina lalayim mishum sheretzoit. So Rashi says, amalkina lalayu mishum sheretzoit, the lapsofik ninu, elo vadai tmeim. I saw in the Meiri, chetz apsamod lemaise, that lemaise by Chagovim, there are Simone Tumen and Simone Tare. So, what is Pshat in this Memra of Ravine, in this Memra of Rav Yehuda, Hani Krozi de Beichilfi, it doesn't Bechlal mention what the Chagovim look like, it just speaks about where we find them. So I found in the Meiri, Ein Tzoymchem Aleho, we're not Tzoymach on this Maima, that's what the Meiri says. That it seems Rabbi Yehuda with Bechlal a different mahalach, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Sagt Teisves, Krosi de Weichalfi, Perisch bekunteres da Eiri Bachagovim. Leimash mekeim, de Kule schmeiten Boifes Eiri. The whole Sugi is speaking about Oifes, and all of a sudden we deviate from Oifes and we're talking about Chagovim. So I saw it's an art scroll he wants to say could be that according to Rashi, Zagir said, the Oma Rabbi Yehuda, we want to say all the members of Rabbi Yehuda, we had before member of Yehuda, Hani Kufshini Tzutzaini, see this, so we're bringing you the members of Rabbi Yehuda that are speaking about different meaning. So that's how this comes into the Sugya. Va'oyit iba chagovim t'meyim ayri, pshita d'loki alayu mishim sheret soif. So what's the chiddush? What is the chiddush? The rabbinus is a malkin alayim mishim sheret soif. So it could be according to the Meiri, it would be fam for the kasher. I mean, it doesn't have the simonim of a chag of t'mey. Or else it's irrelevant if it's the beichilfi or the Beikarbi, I mean, it's you have to have some money. So it could be this Amir de Kechidish that Ravina said, that there's another getter to be Mevarer, what is called the Chag of Tomei, even though it doesn't have the Simone Tuma of a Chag of. Al Kaponim, this is Taisvis Kashi. Al Kaponim, Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi, so they says we're speaking about birds, we're not speaking about chagovim. So they says we're speaking about oifes over here that have all simone taira. But that goofa that they have very short legs, and it seems they don't fly too much, and they just al ha'oretz. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara. The chiddush of the Gemara is that they have a din of sheretz ha'oif because of their, because since they're very short, the Ramban al ha'teire and the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs is chaylik on this yisod. He says a sheret zayif is only called a sheret zayif if it has 4 feet. Then it's called a shesh by arba raglayim. When the pasuk speaks about sheret zayif, it says it has 4 feet. Something that has 2 feet is an oif, not a sheret zayif. And the time is the difference between a sheret, and he says the chilik of 4 feet and 2 feet is as follows. Any nivra that has 4 feet, so the head more or less is the same level of the neck and the body. A 2-footer, the neck and the head goes up. That's not called a sheretz. Kaponim, from our thesis, we see not like that. We see that it's taka anoif, but since there's short feet, very short feet, so it's called, perhaps it doesn't fly too well, so this gives it a shame, sheretz oif. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Now perhaps I'd like to give a shtickle like a dumb, but we're gonna have a whole sugya weiter. This means. The Sichas Chulin, in that note is Mavaya, that the Minim Tmeim, that the Pasuk enumerates, so he says, before the Chulin Abayis, and everyone was in Eretz Yisrael. So everyone knew there was no problem. They knew what the chifas, and they knew all the meaning. He says, after the Chuban Abayis and the Golas, then they got acquainted with other meaning, and other meaning went in Golas. There was a whole mapeche. So after the Chuban Abayis and the Golas, then things became mevulbul. That's why we'll see in the Gemara that Chazal didn't know, is this Amin Tomei, Amin Toyer, that means, but this whole problem occurred after Chuban Abayis and Golas. they forgot the certain meaning. Look the Gemara weiter. Va'oma Rav Yehuda, Tzarada Shari, Barada Oser, B'simonech Bar Minei, Marada Osreike. So what Rav Yehuda, we're thinking about three birds. So the three distinct birds, so Rav Yehuda says, Tzarada Shari, this bird that we call Tzarada, Bisman Chazal, this is a Mutadika bird. Barade Oser, the one that we call Barade is Oser. The Simonech, if you want to remember which is Oser, which is Muta, Bar Minei. Barade is a simon excluding this. This should be excluded. We shouldn't eat it. Marade Sveike. And Marade is a suffix. We don't know if it's an Oif Toyer or an Oif Tomei. What does Rashi say? The Yisa Brocha says the period after Tzarada is a mistake. Tzarada or Barada, these are the two meaning. Bar Minei, to remember which is also, which is Muta, Mi Bal Odov, Kloimer, Sur Meoleinu. From the Barada, we shouldn't have any Shaykhis with. Omar Ravasi, Shmoine Sveikis Hain. There are eight Sveikis. There are eight Oifis that we have a Sufik. Which are the eight Sveikis? Chuvo, Chugo, Sugo, Bahargoino, Barnugo, Tushlomi, Umarda, we had before Marda's a Sufik, Kuchilna, Ubarnafche. These are eight Oifis. These are eight oifes that we have a suffix. My sveikayu, what is our suffix by these eight birds? Oifes tahoirim kukibonon niklav. One of the simoni tara of an oif tahir is that the kukibon is niklav. Utmeyim ein kukibonon niklav. Vahani kukibonon niklav besakino. And that's the suffix. If you take biyad, you can't be kailuf, the kulkabin. Bisakin, you can take it off. Is this called kukabona niklav, yes or no? That's one of the simonei taira. Frag the gemore, vohi barabze, dahave beimar shmuel, dolehave kamitklav kukabone. There was a type of a dot, which was zicher, and the kulkabin was not nikla for oisvei bishimsha, and he put it in the sun. But even the rafi yiklaf, and it got soft from the sun, so you're able to be kailafit. So you see that even though you need assistance to be kailafit, but that's called kukabone nikla. So the Gemara answers, no. That's irrelevant. If you could be kailafit biyad, even though you need assistance, you need the sun to soften it, but that's called a kulkabin shaniklaf biyad. Hoch avon gav the rafi loy miklaf elo bisakine. Elo maklaf elo bisakine. This is a mean that biyad, you can never be kailaf the kulkabin. So we have a suffix. If this is called Niklav Kukabone. Now, later, we will have a very, very difficult Rashi, which is the Hepach of what we said yesterday. And then the Foshim have to ask on Rashi. But let us just see what Rashi says. Vahani Kukabonon niklav b'sakina. So Rashi says, v'shav shloishis asamonim mevororim b'hem. Rashi says, it had three simonim. What did that mean? It's Einei Deiris, it's Etzba Yiseiro, and here's a Zeifek. It had three simonim. Und mit Safkilon, ich kille vor, if this is called Kilo, Reyeschlen, Arbosamon, so der ist Vorsamon, ich teile. Wie Jotsu, Misafik, Aleifest, Meim, Aleifest, Meim, have three Samonim, and we don't know which are the Aleifest, Meim. So if this is called Kulkabonai Niklav, it's Dalet Samonim, so it's kosher. Wie Lav, Kilo, but if this is not called Kilo, Ein kan elo shloisha, so it only has three simonim. Besofik sharifis tmeim sheshlam shloisha simonim. Now we have a sofik. That means if it only has three simonim, so the oifis tmeim also have three simonim. Yesterday we had mentioned, God the Miri brings down the way we said yesterday what Rashi Shita is. Yesterday we mentioned that Rashi Shita is that all the oifis tmeis are doiris. All the, that's the simen tumma of an oif tome. So memele, so that's how we understood the whole sugi. It had one simen taire, we didn't know, is it doiris, is it not doiris? So if no, it's a peres or it's near. If it had two simen taire, you have to know if it's doiris or it's not doiris, you have to know if it's an oirev. The sugya, what we learned yesterday, according to Rashi, was gewaltig in Geschmack. Now, all of a sudden, we have a Rashi that says, Mamish, the hepech of what we said yesterday, Rashi says, the oifes tmeyes are not toiris. The oifes tmeyes are not toiris, Rashi says, and that's one of the three simonim. It's not toiris. And now I have about the fourth simen, that means the simen tare that oifes tmeis don't have is kulkabonai nikla. And this, I don't know if this is called kulkabonai nikla or not. This is the simen tare that oifes tmeis don't have. So it's Rashi is very, very difficult. I mean, Lulei Divrei Rashi, we could have learned Pshat in the Gemara, that it didn't have any Simen Taira, but only had, let's say it didn't have any Simen Taira, it had this Kukabono Niklav. So this is the Sofik. The Sofik, if this is called Niklav, so now I just have to remember if it's a Peres or a Znia. There's one Simen Taira, so it's finished, and I can assume if it's a Mokim Yishuv, so I don't know if Chashva Peres was Znia, or I'm a Makiva Peres was Znia. We could have learned like this Pshat in the Gemara, and it would have been Sholem HaYisrael. But Rashi Lamaise here learns not like that. So Rashi weiter, lehave miklav kukebone. Alma oifteuer nami zimnim de koshe le kalfe, dat sicher a barabze, sicher an oifteuer. So the Gemara answers, no, there was miklav biyad. You needed maybe the assistance of the shemesh to be merapet. But here you don't, here lemaise it is, if you put it b'shemesh, it also won't be niklav b'yad, only b'sak. Omar Abaye, Tarnegoyle da'agmo, that's the name of this Tarnegoyle, Chad Mishmeinah Sveikesu. This is one of the eight Sveikes. Vahainu Mardu, we said before, that Mardu was one of the eight Sveikes. That's Tarnegoyle da'agmo. That's the name of it. It's called Tarnegoyle Da'agme. Omar Rapope, now Rapope said, Tarnegoyle Da'agme Asire. Tarnegoyle Da'agme is also. Tarnegoyle Da'agme Sharye. Tarnegoyle Da'agme Sharye. So let us see Taisus. Before we go further, next to the bottom Taisus, Tarnegoyle da agme sharye, Tarnegoyle da agme asiri. Zuktois vis ein leforesh, shane keve muteres vazocha oso. Don't learn this gemara kipshutai, that the nekeve is mutan de zocha zos de chalayetz mina toyer toyer. That means if the nekeve is mutter, so the zocha also has to be mutter. Aleshnei minim heim. It's mamish two distinct minim. Hakruyim kach. There's no difference. The Zoch is called Tanagulta Dagme, and the Nekeva is called Tanagulta Dagme, which means Bazunda. That's what it's called. So that's what Rapapa said, Tanagulta Dagme, Asire, Tanagulta Dagme, Shaye. Two distinct meanings. The simonech, but you want to remember which one is mutter, which one is osa. Amoyni v'loy amoynis. Just remember this, that by the amoyni was osa, the amoynis is mutter. So memele, so who adin? So the town of Gota is mutter, and the town of Gota is osa. That's all you have to remember. Let us Rashi say, Amoini v'loi Amoinis, Aloche Ravches b'Yisrael, Tersiv al Dvare shalekidmu Eschem, Bein Darko shalisha lekade. That was the time they were matter David the Melech, Lovi Bekol, even though he stammed from Rus, which was a Moyavi, but it's Moyavi v'loi Meyavis, and the reason they didn't answer the Nekevis, is because the reason they're also loving Mekola, the Barash Lakid Mu'eschem, Bein Dalka Shalisha Lekadem, so the Noshim never were Nichlal and the Issa. Fine. Now we hear Amuridike Maise. Dorash Mereima, Mereima Seradroshe, Tarnegulta da Agma Asir. We were under the impression that it's a mutadike mean, it's also chazyua, they witnessed the dosa v'ochlo. They witnessed that it was doiris, v'hainu gerusa, and that's the gerusa, which is an oif tamei. Now let us see the bottom taisvis. Taisvis does not learn like Rashi Shita, but Al Kaponim will see how Taisvis learned in Pshat and this Gemara. Mitchila hoyu svurim the loy dosa v'ochlo. They observed, we mentioned yesterday, that to be doiris, an oif that is doiris does not mean it's a daily procedure. It could be once in 5 weeks, it could be doiris also. And the rest of the time, it's not doiris. And if you don't see it at that time, so you can be under the impression that it's not doiris. Mitchilo hoyu svurim. They ate this town to go to. They were under the impression, the loidos of ochlo, it's not doiris. Ubaha simna lechuda hoyu oichlo noisai. And because of this, Tosfos learns pshat that they ate it because of this simon of any doiris. Lechashina leperes was niyad leshchiche biyishi veikim lebegabe the lav mimin peres was niyu. Tosfos learns pshat that peres was niyu are not doiris. Fine, okay. But al koponim we see from Tosfos that we had before a memre of Rav Pope, that Rav Pope said, Tanagulta da Agme Sharye, they were under the impression that this is an oif toyer, it's not doyres, and that was the cementaira, and they were eating it. They were eating it. Till Mereima came, and Mereima said, Dorash Mereima Tanagulta da Agma Asire, because you are the dosa v'ochlo. They observed it was once doiris. And if they saw once it was doiris, then that means that's a mean that's doiris. We didn't see it all along, so we didn't see it. But al kaponim means, amir de gesagt, that g'doyle Yisrael mein Deites, Rapope sagt, arme Gürte, da ag me schoi. Mein Worten, Teise sagt, hau je euch lo neuse, bis man chasar Deites. Zill me reime witness this. Let us see what Rashi says. Chaz yu de dosa wa ochlo. Zucht Rashi rohu chachomim, shoder eses vay chelas. Vahayna gerusa, this is the oif tome gerusa. Domrinin lekamon bepere kolabosa. Osa lon gerusa, shorilon lishna de kavro shetamoy ketaymoy. The Gemara says further in kolabosa, whatever the Torah asked, the Torah was matter something equivalent with the same time. So the Gemara says, the Torah asked the chazer, so there's another berya that tastes like a chazer, which is mutter. So the Gemara says, the Torah asked a geruso, which is a type of a bird, shorelon lishna de kavra, mustama the tongue of a fish, shetamai ketamai, they both taste the same. Zot Rashi, na Rashi is zetreiselt geworden from this Gemara, they used to eat this tanagurte de ta'agme, and then later they saw that they made a mistake, that it's doiris, they were unaware that it was doiris. Umitoich she'ein onu bekiyim bem, we're not bucky, we can never know if it's your doiris or not, Chazal didn't know. Yes, Lima Mitoshana Bekim Nira Li the Aiva Bola Fanainu and we Yesh Lima Shema Yidrais. Maybe it's Dairis. I were watching it, we're looking at it. The Hachtal Nagilta Dagma Imarzikim Betoiro La Achas Man Rausha the Reses. So Memela, you see from this Gemore. You cannot rely on that what you see, it's not doiris. Could be, you'll be doiris. And then, in 5 months is also called a doiris. So Rashi says, Vein oif nechalonu ella b'mesoiris. We cannot eat an oif only if we have a mesoiris on this oif. Even though, we have to understand that there's thousands of oifes, there's only 24 oifes tmeis. There's only 24, but forget about it. Oy of a Messiah, Oyf Shemosalon Avisainu Betoil, Ushloy Mosalonu Yeshlochush, we could be afraid. Messiah Yeshlon, the least McDomala Kamon Shaif Toil Nechel Bimisiris. Zuchte Gemara weiter. Omar Rav. Shavo and Darpate Shori. Again, this is a type of a knife. Pirus and Darpate also. Now, how are you going to remember which is awesome, which is mutter? Vesimonech Pirus Rishia. So Rashi says, Pirus Rishava and Darpate, Shem Hoib. Piris Rishia, Shem Odom, Shayamuzik, Roshe Beineye. This person was ungenommen that he's a Roshe. So Memela, so if you want to remember, which is also remember that Piris Rishia, the Piris is an ungenommen a Roshe, Memela. So we don't eat this Piris and the Apata. Omar Abune. Bunye shori, parve osel, also two types of birds. The simonech, you want to remember which one is also parvo amgusha. Parve was a mechashev, so memela, you want to know what should not be eaten, the parvo, so don't take this oif that's called parve, the trashi. Parvo amgusha, the bottom Rashi, Shem Mechashiv. Who also lishkas beis ha-parvo memeseches yumen. But so you want to know which one is also, parvo is also. Omar Rav Pope, mordu, mardu, zogit vorchu, shori. So that's the name of a bird. The whole thing, Mardu Zogid Vochil Shori. Zogid Vochil also. The Mardu Zogid Vochil, that's the whole name, it's also. And how will you remember which is also, which is Mutter? The Simonech Leis Ishtacheve Le'el Achel. That Zogid is a Losh Nishtacheve, so you remember Leis Ishtacheve Le'el Achel, you remember which is also, which is Mutter. Omar Shmuel. Shasya Chamro Asire, also the name of a bird. Shasya Chamro, which translated means to drink wine, is awesome. That's also Visimonech Shisuya Yayim Psulim Lavoidi. You want to remember which is not permitted, remember Shisuyain is Posal Lavoidi. Omar Shmuel Mizga Chamro Asire. Mizga Chamro is also. Bas Mizga Chamra Sharya. Again, Bas Mizga Chamra is speaking about, it's another mean, Zeh Shmo. And this is Mutter. The Simonech, you want to remember which is also, which is Mutter, Yofe Koyach HaBen Mikoyach HaOv. So you remember that's Mutter. Omar Rav Yehuda, Shakitna. They say the shakitna is a flamingo. So, arichi shaki, if it has long feet, the sumki, and there's a tinge of red in the feathers, sharye. V'simonech meruzme, muzema. Muzama was another bird, which is its similar features, and that was Zicha Aif Amuta. So Memela, the Shakitna, is also the same. Gutsi, what if it has small feet? Besumki Asiri, that's also. If it has small feet and it's a red bird, that's also. Vesimonech Nonos Posel. What does Rashi say? Shakitni, no, Yofakai Chaben, Halachi Beperi Kol Nishboim Bishvuis. There the Gemara is speaking about that if Haboli Pora Minichse Yisoimim, even though he has a shtar, La Yifra Elo Bishvuis, that is Dafke by the father. The father was a Malve. The Malva lent, the Reuven lent to Shimon, and Shimon died. Now he wants the mon from the Yisayimim, so even though the Bnei Shimon, even though Reuven is a shtar, he's mechuyev to swear that loy nifra, we're not saymech on the shtar, that it wasn't paid up. That is the father. If Reuven died, and now Bnei Reuven want a mon from Bnei Shimon, so they don't have to swear, because since they can never know if it was paid up or not, so by then we're saying Mechan the Shtar, Mestomach wasn't paid up. So that's the Loshen HaGemore, Yofi Koyach HaBen Mikoyach HaOv. Shakitno Shem HaOif, V'yeish Bahem Shnei Minim, the two Minim in this Oif, Oison Shesheikeim Aruchim, V'gufoy Odom Shori. And you want to remember that Muzimo Shame Oif Shay Musiklam Betoir Vishaikava Ruchim Vigufayode. Nonus Posel with the small feet, that you should remember it's Posel, Bemume Kehanim Bchiris. A midget is Posel, it's a Mumbaya Bakayim, some Mela, so you should remember this, want to remember If the long feet or short feet are kosher, remember, short feet are Mumbai Kahanim. Arichi Shaki, what if you have this Shakitna, and it has long feet, V'yeroiki Asiri. But it is not red, it is either yellow, gold, greenish. So it's also V'simonech Yeroikin Psulim. You want to remember that this is possible. We had by the Bnei Me'ayim, let's see what Rashi says, Yeroikim Psulim Gabinechu Mechmeru Me'erot Nan Lo B'masnisi. Omar Rav Yehuda, שולח זה השאלה דוגים מן היום. שולח זה השאלה דוגים מן היום. זאת רשי, אינו הווה בקיא בידינו who this was, והוא עירב המים. This is an עירב המים. דוחיפס, what's a דוחיפס? שהוידוי קופוס. Here the article is a picture of a דוחיפס. זאת רשי, קרבלתוי אובו, ודוימה כמי שקבלתי אובו דרויש is thick, ודוימה כמי שקפו לו לסייך הרויש וקפוסו שם. It's like it's bent over there. והוא אויף גודל כתרנגל, וקוירן לוי פורן שלבייה. That's what it's called, פורן שלבייה, and this is a דוחיפס, is an אויף תומי. So if you look at the bottom of the Gemara, Agois Marilando, the Ktav, the Koyren Loi Puin Shalvaya, Davke Zeshe Yesh Loi Shem Levai Puin Shalvaya, this is Aduchifas and this is Anoif Tomi. Hainu Puin Hayar. That's a wild bird. Avo Puin Stam, Bali Shem Levai Huayv Toir, Moshe Peresh Rashi Lekamon Tavso is Puin. That is a live bird. Zokta Gemara Vaita Tanya Nami Hochi. This is before Rav Yehuda said this klal, that Dochifas is Hoidei Kofos. So Tanya Nami Hochi Dochifas Shehoidei Kofos. וזהו שהביא שומר לבייס המקדוש. And this was the one that brought the שומר to the בייס המקדוש. זאת רשי, וזהו שהביא שומר למקדוש, דהו נגר, דהו נגר תורה, מתרגמין עליי. The Targum, when he touches דוחיפס, he touches it נגר תורה. For who Tarnagoyle Boro, Begitten Peg Mishochsim Foshme Ovid Bei the Menage Bei Turei. That means he, Begitzel, this Oif was capable of getting hold of the Shomer that is able to make indentations in stone. Rabbi Yochanan, Ki have a Chozi Sholoch, Omar Mishpotecho Torim Rabo. When he saw a sholoch, he said, Mishpatecha toim rabbe. Ki habachozi nemolo, omar tzidkoscho kahar reikel. Let us see Rashi, what is happening over here. Zogt Rashi, tupshotem, tzidkoscho kahar reikel. Tafilu nemolo islei chiyuso kigedoylo. That's it. And the Mola, the Rebbeinu gives a Tchius, so this is a Tzedokah. Mishpotecho af betohim rabo. Amir l'kerashi, shezimanto sholoch, the Mishpatei Hashem go down into the tohim. Shezimanto sholoch lishpoit, ולעשויס נקמוסכו בדגס היום, להומס המזומונים לומוס. So this אמור דקרה, שאם החבוסו was מוירה, there's a מחלוקת הראשונים, if there's a דין השכוחה פרוטס על בעלי חיים. And here we see Rashi close like this. תקר את ההול שולוח, שזה משפוטחות אף בתוהים רבו, שזימנתו שולח לשפוית ולעשויס נקמוסכו בדגס היום להומס המזומנים לומוס. If there's a dog in the tohoim that's מזומן לומוס, so the רבוינו שלום is מזמן השולח, the sholoch goes and takes this dog because it was מזומן לומוס. So there's, we see that there's a השגוחה of dogim. המזומנים לומס. Loshen Meiri. Lishna Achine Lenamala Huayma Tzidkoscha Kehare Keil. Shemezayne Yisem Ezumonim Lo Baloi Teirech. Namala doesn't have too many problems to find its food, its mezumen. V'mi sha'ata nishpot ata donei ata haim rabo k'goin sholoch sh'tayreyach levakesh shom ezaynayso. That's mishpatecha taim rabo that they have to go so far. Zog te gemara weiter. Omar ameima Laknai or Bitnai, these are types of oifis, shorim, these are mutadik oifis. Shaknai or Bitnai is tolik. Mokim shenogu lechel, oichlin. Moku shenogu shloi lechel, ein oichlin. Frekte gemore, otu bin min hoge tol yemilsech, meint is, what's shan minik? So the gemore says, in, you're right, above a like Asha. Ho ba asre de shrichi peres was near, ho ba asre de loy shrichi peres was near. Zot Rashi, lakna ye bitnai shori, shakna ye bitnai mokim shenogu, de shrichi shari inum shor zutu sham peres was near asiri. The hani nami bechad simenoso. These have one simen tairo. Vishemo miminom hain. So maybe this is a peres vosnia. And you don't know what a peres vosnia looks like, misoma. But asrad leishrichi peres vosnia shoru. Tom mistome loy marzekinelu to leishrichi be yishu. So not marzek like we heard before this member of a meimah.